Beautiful Lies by Claire Clark, narrated by Wanda McCadden. Truth is beautiful without doubt, but so are lies. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Chapter 1. The room was dark. In the gloom, it was possible to make out a three-legged stool leaning drunkenly against a wall, and on an ancient tea chest, an unlit stub of candle jammed in a ginger beer bottle. Otherwise, it was bare, save for a heaped-up pile of sacks and dirty straw on which a small child was sleeping. His elbows poked through the holes in his shirt, and the soles of his bare feet were black. Above him, the ceiling was crisscrossed with sagging lines of laundry. The silence was thick, constricted, as though the room held its breath. Then, very slowly, a hand insinuated itself between the tatters on the washing line, and a dark figure leaked into the room. His face was obscured by a greasy, wide-brimmed hat, its shallow crown dented and scuffed. His shoulders were stooped, his whiskers wild and grey. Instead of a coat, he wore a grimy flannel gown that trailed its frayed hem along the floor. He glanced around him, his eyes flickering from side to side, before, silent as syrup, he slunk across the room, his fingers dancing before his face as though he counted coal smuts in the air. Beside the tea chest, he hesitated, fumbling in his pockets. There was the rattle of a matchbox, and then the scrape and flare of a match. Shadows leaped from behind the line.